what we look for is patterns. You know, if a child is coming to school frequently and they haven't washed their hair, or they've got poor hygiene, or they're looking scruffy, and then it looks like they're not being cared for, that could be a sign of child abuse.
Sure. And just going back to one of your previous points, Peter, do you think general child neglect can sometimes get lost around some of the issues we seem to be hearing more about, like child sexual exploitation and that kind of thing?
I think it really can. And I think that's part of the awareness campaign that the government are launching at the moment, because sexual abuse is top of everybody's mind, and you read it in the papers and you see it on the news, but you very rarely hear about some of the very basic cases of child neglect, which will come through schools or through various children's groups. So we hear about it from everywhere. But what we need is we need every member of the public to be more vigilant and to help safeguard some of these young children.